Now, friends, I come to the 91st Psalm, and last time we saw the 90th Psalm when we were finishing, and that was a psalm of death. Moses out there in the wilderness. You can see him day after day having to pause on the wilderness march to bury someone. And he got a perspective of life that many of us do not get even today. Then Psalm 91 is a psalm of life, and it's a messianic psalm, and it reveals a wonderful place of protection and of security today. It has a meaning for us, but it is a picture also of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, this is one psalm that is very popular, and God's people of all ages. When I mean of all ages, I mean that in two ways. I mean young and old, and I mean those from the past down to the present have been greatly blessed by this 91st Psalm. And the 90th Psalm actually was a picture of the first man, Adam. In Adam all die. That's the Psalm of death. But this second Psalm is the Lord from heaven, and it's truly a messianic psalm. It's a psalm of life. And this is a psalm that's quoted by Satan. I've almost preached a sermon one time on this psalm. I didn't do it, but I intended to. Never got around to it. And I had a subject, and my subject was the psalm that Satan reads. Here's a psalm that he knows. We'll see that when we get to it. Now, we are told here, he that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall tent under the shadow of the Almighty. I will say of Jehovah, he's my refuge and my fortress, my God, in him will I trust. That's lovely, is it not? That's lovely language. And this one is depicted for us here, the same one who was the blessed man in the first psalm. The Lord Jesus Christ, the perfect man, the holy man, the sinless man. And he always dwells in the secret place of the Most High. The problem with me is I get there sometime, but I stay there very much like I stay in motels. I'm just there for a night or two at a time. Now, will you notice as we move into this psalm, it says, he shall surely deliver thee from the snare of the fowler, from the pestilence which destroys. He shall cover thee with his feathers, and under his wings shalt thou find refuge. His truth shall be shield and buckler. Thou shalt not be afraid of the terror by night, nor of the arrow that flieth by day. I had a young man that was in the service during the war, and he took that as his verse. And the Lord brought him through. He felt on the basis of that verse. Then another young man took one down below here, and I read this, nor for the pestilence that walketh in darkness, nor for the destruction that wasteth at noonday. And this is the one he took. He was in the Air Corps in the Navy. And he retired as a commander, very fine young man. And he's not so young right now, but this was his verse. I